In Egypt, supporters of President Mohamed Morsi have gathered in Cairo and other major cities. Rival rallies are also underway calling for the president's resignation. This as clashes in several cities have left dozens hurt. Opposition figure Amr Moussa has urged Morsi to hold an early presidential election. Another day of deadly violence in Iraq. Twin blasts have killed 11 people and wounded 21 others in Ramadi in the western Anbar province. Meanwhile, the death toll from Thursday's bombings that targeted soccer fans in and around Baghdad has risen to 36. Violence in Iraq has claimed nearly 2,000 lives since April. Russia has criticized the United States for undermining the prospects of peace in Syria. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Washington's plans to arm Syrian insurgents go against international efforts to restore peace and stability to Syria. Anti-U.S. sentiments are running high in South Africa as U.S. President Barack Obama visits Pretoria. Protesters against Washington's warmongering policies burned the American flag outside the U.S. Embassy. More rallies are planned for Saturday when Obama is due to receive an honorary degree at the University of Johannesburg. In Jordan, anti-government protesters take to the streets of the capital Amman after Friday prayers to condemn rampant corruption across the country. Protesters called for real reforms as well as an end to government corruption. They also called for the release of political prisoners. Turkish police once again clashed with anti-government protesters in the capital, Ankara. Police fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse demonstrators, erecting barricades and blocking traffic. At least four protesters were arrested. So far, several have been killed and thousands injured in the nearly month-long demonstrations. American whistleblower Edward Snowden remains stranded at Moscow's international airport for a fifth straight day. Snowden remains hidden there, and his next destination is still unknown. Former U.S. intelligence worker is wanted by American authorities for leaking a top-secret surveillance program. Washington has filed espionage charges against him. Heavy rainstorms in China have flooded parts of the east, disrupting road traffic in the city of Nanchang. Nearly a dozen roads have also been blocked in the region. The Meteorological Department has issued a thunderstorm warning. Forecasts say the torrential rains will continue until Saturday.